Good morning, America. This is the Cats Roundtable. John Katzmatis. Here's Sunday morning. There's rumors going around about China. What the heck is going on? Well, the best person to answer it, we have with us Gordon Chang and his Twitter, at Gordon G. Chang. And good morning. How are you, Gordon?
I'm fine, John, and thank you so much.
Tell us, what the heck is going on in China? There's so many rumors. Is it all BS or is it for real?
Well, the most exciting rumors are that Xi Jinping, the Chinese ruler, has been sidelined. Now, I don't believe that to be the case. But the fact that there are these rumors suggests that people are trying to destabilize Xi, and that means there's intense political infighting. We've known this for some time. There have been symptoms of this that have bubbled out into the public for about 9 months or so. But now these rumors are swirling like they haven't, like we haven't seen them in a very long time.
And so we're not really sure either way, and so we'll just wait and see till next week's report. Also, what's going on with the Chinese pandemic?
In Beijing right now, the officials are imposing tighter and tighter restrictions. They don't call it a lockdown of the entire city like they do in Shanghai, but nonetheless, that is what is happening as people are now worrying about what's called the three-day lockdown. At the end of last week, people were going into the grocery stores in these very long lines, panic buying of food because there was the rumor of that short-term lockdown. They saw that in Shanghai when they were talking about short-term lockdowns, they turned into indefinite ones. In Shanghai itself, officials have been talking about loosening restrictions, but they've been doing this for the last 3 weeks or so. And so until it actually occurs, I think that we can just take a wait-and-see attitude in China's largest city.
The relationship between Russia and China, any updates on that?
China's people say is backing away from Russia, but it's only because of intense pressure from Washington. And we have seen China with these even larger larger buys of Russian commodities. So Beijing is trying to get away with all that it can in supporting the Russian war effort. And the Biden administration has not imposed costs on China for doing that. So Beijing is still all in on the Russian war effort.
The reason for the opposition to Xi right now, is it because Xi is too aggressive towards the West or not aggressive enough?
The opposition to Xi in general going back months has been that he has created this coalition against China, which was premature. So in terms of his what's called wolf warrior diplomacy, other people in the Chinese regime think that he's gone too far. But recently, the reason why he's encountered so much resistance is because the lockdowns in China are actually not helping that much in terms of the disease, but they are putting the Chinese economy into contraction, something that we began to see in March and was very clear in April, because it last month, April, the Chinese economy was contracting not just month to month, but also year to year. And this has caused distress among the people in Shanghai and indeed around the east coast of China, because a number of these cities are now buttoned down tight.
So is that good news for the Western world that the leadership around Xi really wants to have pretty peaceful coexistence with the West?
It really depends how this works out. I mean, it could work out so that there's a moderate leader of China who wants to engage with the West and who is sincere in reforming China. But that's pretty unlikely, I think, at this stage. Most people believe that Xi Jinping will get his precedent-breaking third term as General Secretary sometime this fall, because if tradition holds, the Communist Party will hold its 20th National Congress in October or November. Xi probably will get his third term, but it's never been the near certainty that people have said it would be. I think that this right now is a hot mess in Beijing.
Now, on the other side of the international dateline, Taiwan, there's a bunch of American congressmen and Americans that say they're patriotic. Let's arm Taiwan to the hilt. Should we seek peaceful coexistence with China, or should we arm Taiwan to the hilt?
We should arm Taiwan to the hilt. And the reason why Beijing gets aggressive with the island is because they think that they can intimidate it or actually invade. If Taiwan were invasion-proof, then the Chinese would not be so aggressive. So it is really weakness that is provocative, as Donald Rumsfeld said. And I think that means that we should be arming Taiwan this very moment. Could we do that? I think the threat of invasion recedes very fast.
What else would you like to tell American people?
The lockdowns in China are creating supply chain disruptions. We haven't felt them yet with full force because a lot of the Christmas shipments did not arrive into the U.S. until January, February, and March. So stores still have goods. But when those goods run out, I think we're going to have real problems. Goods will be unavailable, and of course there'll be inflation because people will be chasing after what is available on the shelves. So this is something we're going to feel very soon.
Do they make any of our baby food?
The baby food problem is more domestic. Abbott, which makes a lot of the baby formula, had to recall a large number of shipments because of problems of purity. This is essentially the same problem, although with other goods.
Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang, thank you for the update. Again, we will be calling you next week to get a further update. Thank you so much.
Thank you, John. I really appreciate it.